Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, rain, showers, cloudy skies, mid-40s. Winds will be from the north between 10 and 15. Tonight, we'll continue with rain, cloudy skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, isolated rain, showers. We'll see highs at 53. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with isolated rain, showers, cloudy skies, mid-30s, and Sunday sunny. Right now, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. It's Friday. In state news now, a Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy has been arrested on suspicion of several counts in a domestic violence case. Wichita police say Tyler Brooks was arrested this week on suspicion of aggravated domestic violence battery, domestic battery, criminal threat, and criminal damage to property. A news release from the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says the charges stemmed from an incident involving a live-in inmate partner of the deputy's. Officials say Brooks has been employed by the Sheriff's Office for 8 years. He's been suspended without pay. A jury has convicted a former Central Kansas police chief of several felony counts brought against him in a domestic stalking case. The Hutchinson News reports that a Reno County jury found Brian Treister guilty this week of stalking and criminal threat, as well as violation of a protection order and battery. The charges stemmed from incidents in 2019 when Treister confronted his ex-wife at her workplace while he was still Bushton's police chief. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
The Lawrence area has lifted more coronavirus restrictions with a growing number of University of Kansas employees and students getting vaccinated. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that the Douglas County Commission voted this week to eliminate the mass gathering limit while keeping its mask mandate in place. The newly approved health order also provides more flexibility about the occupancy rules for businesses and venues. Andrew Foster, the university's emergency management coordinator, said this week that 62% of KU's employees and nearly 18% of its students had received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine as of Monday. Those figures include people who were vaccinated through the university and those who told the school they had been vaccinated elsewhere. What was greeted as spring rainfall this morning in many parts of the state is coming down in the form of snow in northwest Kansas. 4 to 6 inches could fall in the far northwest parts of the state, with I-70 possibly impacted west of Hayes through midday. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Nebraska health officials continue to find more coronavirus cases caused by different strains of the virus in the state. Health officials say 291 cases of variants of the virus have been confirmed in Nebraska, which is up 237 from a week ago. Most of those cases were caused by a variant that was first identified in the United Kingdom that is more contagious. The state said the number of people hospitalized with the virus in the state has generally been increasing since late March, although the number has declined slightly in the past few days. Nebraska state officials say government tax collections beat expectations in March. The Nebraska Department of Revenue reports net tax collections of $363 million for the month, which is 18.6% higher than the certified forecast of $306 million. The state has netted $4.133 billion so far in the fiscal year. Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Plans were officially announced this week for the final phase of a stadium renovation at Murraysville High School. The Homer Hansen Committee several years back had undertaken a restoration of the 1930s-era complex with limestone retaining wall and seating updates. A master plan for adding artificial turf, realigning and replacing the track, adding an eighth lane for competition, and redeveloping a new press box with handicapped bathroom facilities and storage is to be completed in this final phase. The Bulldog Booster Club has coordinated a fundraising effort and secured a lead donor for the $2.75 million project, which will be funded through private contributions. Volunteers with the Stadium Committee had coordinated with Marysville USD 364 administration and board and contracted with Mammoth Sports Properties, a Kansas company, to design and manage the effort. A kickoff presentation was held in February with a follow-up this past week and a timeline presented. Longtime Marysville teacher, administrator, and coach Bert Lord looks ahead to the completion.
Once we would get this completed, we would have one of the probably the best facilities in the state of Kansas, I would believe. Basic use of this would be able to be used by PE classes, the band, different as classroom, even classroom classes can go down there and use the field at the same time. I know myself as coaching softball, to be able to go down there on a muddy day to be able to hit some ground balls for both softball, baseball. I know different groups use it for Relay for Life and things like this. This will give them more access to use it in all kinds of weather.
Jeff Dankenbrink was among those who took the official proposal to the Marysville School Board meeting Wednesday evening.
I would say there's three phases to the project as we're moving forward today. The first phase, and I think I can announce our plans are moving forward. We have support. This is also 100% private funded versus the school and the school board voting to spend school money on this. It's 100% private funded. We've determined that cost to do this will reach upwards of $2.75 million. And with that, the phase one project is the field turf and the track. And the track turned out that it's a simple, like 3 degrees turn of the track will allow us to keep all the buildings and everything as it sets around the stadium, but we'll be able to add the eighth lane.
The group has begun efforts to contact business and community leaders for additional support, which will be supplemented by a public campaign targeted at the broader community of Bulldog supporters and alumni.
We've established an email account that is hhsc@bluevalley.net, Homer Hansen Stadium Committee at bluevalley.net. And as Jeff mentioned before, Julie Haggard does a great job of keeping the Homer Hansen Stadium Facebook page updated. So please, if you don't follow that page, click like on that. And it's always full of great information, and we'll have a lot about this project on that page.
Deb Bloomer, Jeff Dankenbring, and Bert Lord will further detail the project as guests on our public affairs program this week and next, airing Saturday mornings at 7:10 on KNDY. Their entire conversation is online as a podcast at our KNDY website and will be linked to the Homer Hansen Stadium Project site on Facebook with a video compliment. It's anticipated the construction, including in-kind labor contributions, can begin soon, with substantial completion by the end of this summer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, Brussels sprouts, and fruit cocktail. Monday's menu: fish, cornbread, cheesy potatoes, Malibu blend, and apple rings. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
The Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, April 16th. This distribution is only for those who qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at Friday's distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. This is one day only. No boxes can be saved. The distribution at the Helvering Center on the south side of the building is Friday, 9 to 11 a.m.
St. Gregory the Great Catholic School in Marysville strives to educate each child as a unique masterpiece of God so they may successfully navigate the modern world as disciples of Jesus Christ.
My Catholic education is preparing me for the future.
It means to give time to others and protect or lead. We are encouraged to display our best behavior even when our teachers are not looking. The teachers are the heart of our school and we love them.
Call 562-2831 for enrollment information.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map for this Friday, we have this low pressure system that's bringing some showers and thunderstorms on the warm side of the system with some snow showers across the central northern parts of the Rockies into the High Plains area. This system will continue to push off towards the east, bringing rain showers and thunderstorms into the east central parts of the Midwest. As we head through the day tonight, some areas lingering into tomorrow before it moves out of the area as we head it towards the end of the weekend and into the early parts of next week. We'll start to see a little bit warmer temperatures as we head into Sunday and Monday. So across the area, rain showers mid-40s. Winds will be from the north between 10 and 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will continue with rain in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, cloudy, isolated rain showers 54. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the chance of rain, cloudy skies mid-30s, and Sunday becoming mostly sunny. That's look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-April 68. Record high on this day, 90. The average low 42 and the record low is 22. Sunset this evening 8:05, sunrise in the morning at 6:48. Under a cloudy overcast, 41 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 16th of April. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Late game drama at Chavez Ravine and history at the WNBA draft. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. On Jackie Robinson Day, the Dodgers end the night with a memorable comeback against the Rockies.
The 2-0, Muncy with a fly ball, right center field, and deep, on its way, and gone!
The call on KLAC, Max Muncy's go-ahead three-run homer helped L.A. erase a two-run deficit. The Dodgers completed a three-game sweep of the Rockies with a 7-5 win. The Twins saved their best for last in their series finale with the streaking Red Sox.
And the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a liner, shallow center field. Bogart's going out. It falls. Base hit. Here comes Louie. He's going to score. And the Twins walk it off.
On WCCO, despite blowing a three-run lead, Max Kepler's single helped Minnesota walk it off on the Bo Sox 4-3, snapping Boston's league-high winning streak at 9. The WNBA held its annual amateur draft.
With the first pick in the 2021 WNBA draft, the Dallas Wings select Charlie Collier from the University of Texas.
Commissioner Kathy Engelbert announcing Texas's Charlie Collier is this year's top overall pick, the first Longhorn and first Big 12 conference player since Brittany Griner in 2013 to go first in the draft. The 6'5 forward averaged 19 points and 11 rebounds per game, leading the Longhorns to an Elite Eight appearance in the NCAA Women's Tournament. On ESPN, the Houston native said she knew from an early age she was destined to play at the next level.
I never was the one to pay attention to naysayers or, you know, listen to the noise, because I am confident and know that, you know, my work is paying off, and I'm grinding. Like, I grind each and every day for this, and this is something that people dream of, and I was a little girl wanting this all my life.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Hi, everyone. I'm Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health. Pawnee is turning 65 this year, and we're starting the celebration with an all-new website. Visit Pawnee.org to see inspiring videos from our clients and so much more. With offices in 10 counties, we are here to help and serve everyone regardless of ability to pay. Check us out today at Pawnee.org.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a hard-to-find new 2021 Silverado 1500 work truck and a pair of 2021 Silverado 1500 LT Z71s, one with a Duramax package. Your new pickups awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Yesterday, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was on Capitol Hill and testified in a House Appropriations Subcommittee dealing with agriculture spending. One of the things he talked about was the need for agriculture to be resilient and profitable.
As important as productivity is in agriculture, so is profitability and resiliency. We have learned from the pandemic the need for us to have greater resilience in our system. That's why the rescue plan created a supply chain investment, and that's why this budget involves and increases resources to help small processing facilities create more competition, more open markets, more opportunities for farmers to profit.
Secretary Vilsack also talked about bringing broadband to rural areas.
There are a number of issues with relative to broadband, I think, but first and foremost, that our department, USDA, needs to work in better coordination with the FCC, with other agencies that are engaged and involved in expanded broadband or the regulation of broadband, to ensure that we're using every single dollar as effectively as possible to get as many people served as possible. We recently clarified and simplified the rules with reference to our ReConnect program, which will, I think, go in effect next week. We expect and anticipate that's going to expand significantly the number of communities that are available to apply for those resources. So the more resources we have in that program, as we have asked in this budget for additional resources, the more folks we can help. But we want to make sure the help we provide makes sense. So that means upload and download speeds that are adequate and sufficient to actually do the job that needs to be done. It's not enough to say you've got broadband. It's got to be higher speed broadband. So those are some of the things we are doing.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
From Mid-America Ag Network, this is the Larry Steckline Report.
Well, friends, back in, I think it was December, I can't remember for sure, we kind of had a program that indicated we were going to get paid, we farmers, $20 an acre because of the COVID crisis that was taking place at that time. And lo and behold, we had an election, and that was put on hold by the new administration, and I thought maybe it was going to be scrapped. But guess what? We've got some pretty good news today. Sean Rafferty, he's the head of the FSA offices in Sedgwick and Harvey counties with me. Sean, I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to your remarks concerning $20 an acre that we have approved, haven't we?
Absolutely, and that is great news. Those $20 are finally hitting those bank accounts, and actually, as we're talking right now, you may already have that money there for you because you don't have to do a thing. The government now is going to top up on those payments we issued earlier this year.
Really? I thought maybe we had to come to the office again and sign up. But we don't have to if we did it the last time.
That's correct.
Well, what if we didn't do it?
If you didn't do it last time, the government opened up a new opportunity for the next 60 days for those folks to come in and apply if they haven't already been in. But if they're like you and they pay attention, those payments, they should be in those bank accounts any day now.
That is really nice. In fact, those payments have made a whole lot of difference to the outlook on agriculture in general, especially farm bankruptcy cases that were looked at back in the middle of last year. That was almost a sure thing to happen. Bunch of those have not happened because of help from the government. And quite honestly, we had some pretty good prices come along, too. That helped. Your reaction as far as farmers are concerned, are they happy?
We do our best we can to make them happy, but if they have any questions, they can go to farmers.gov and see what we have available for them.
Thank you so much for being with us today. That's the Steckline Report, friends.
Farmers, if the commodity market has you second-guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybeans, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting need. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
The return of warm weather means it's time to finish planting. Whether repairing or rebuilding your equipment, Abilene Machine has a full line of planter and drill parts to help you get back in the field. They stock cedar blades, no-till blades, and a full line of seed boots, opener discs, tubes, and more for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kenzie, and New Holland. Visit AbileneMachine.com to view their part selection and order online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It is one of the best days in April to go fishing and wear your pajamas while doing it. We explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 16th, the 106th day of the year. Emmy-winning actress Ellen Barkin was born on this day, and it's a great time in the month in April to go fishing. Fishing is traditionally considered to be the best between the times of a new moon and a full moon, so get out there and cast that line. The fish don't care what you look like, so why change out of your jammies? It is National Wear Pajamas to Work Day. Pajamas went mainstream as a fashion statement in the early 1900s when a French designer decided to create pajamas that were meant to be worn in public. With increasing numbers of people working from home during the pandemic, pajamas have become more commonplace. If you are going into work today, just check with your boss before you show up in your bathrobe. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 41 with a cloudy overcast. Chance of showers moving in today. And we'll look for highs only in the middle 40s.
Kansas.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. Jacob Junis ran a scoreless streak to 14 innings, and the Kansas City Royals taked him to a 7-run lead before their bullpen gave most of it back in a 7-5 win over the Toronto Blue Jays. Scott Barlow put two on with one out in the ninth inning for Kansas City before getting Bo Bichette to pop out and striking out Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for his first save of the season. Guerrero finished with a triple shy of the cycle. Anthony Kay took the loss after giving up 5 runs over 3 1/3 innings in a spot start for Toronto. Again, the Royals over the Blue Jays 7-5 yesterday. They'll mix it up with the Blue Jays again tonight, 7-10 first pitch. Purdue football star Leroy Keyes has died at the age of 74. His family says he died at his home yesterday in Indiana. Keyes was a 2-time All-American and one of the greatest players in school history. I'm Rick Averett, and that's a look at your Friday Kansas sports here on the Mid-America Network.
KNDY.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy. Tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a dim to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun? Howl at the moon, baby, tell me the truth. Make you wanna karaoke in the neon light, go to Vegas, stay up all night, see if we can find a cheap flight, little 7-11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back, lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city? Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Or maybe just a little. I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go find a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you want? Do I make you turn into somebody else? Do you feel like now? Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now, we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now, just wanna take you there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Girl, when I come on.
2016 fast. That's the kind of boys that you want on your home team fast. Yeah, you think you're gonna catch your big dreams just like that fast. And here you are, looking back. 60 seconds now feels more like 30. Tick-tock won't stop and round it goes. Sand through the glass, your ball's in a hurry. And all you keep trying to do is slow it down. So get in, keep trying to make the good times last as long as you can. But you can't, man. It just goes too fast. That's what your parents said when we were falling in love. It's too fast.